right under your eye. Back in your own backyard.
Yeah, baby. Here at Rosie on the House.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation.
And I just had a sweet lady call in doing just that.
This is Julia. You don't hear her on air often. She's our call screener and trader daughter. Moving to Minneapolis. Folks, can y'all believe that? My daughter's taking my three grandchildren and moving to Minneapolis. You're killing me, kid. You're killing me.
You know, talking about the pools today, it's kind of killing me, too, because they keep telling me, oh, there's great swimming weather. The water gets to like 70 degrees. I'm like, oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, for like 2 hours on one day in the middle of the summer.
Exactly.
But what were you going to say? I distracted you.
Well, I just had a gal call in and say that she just found us this morning on the radio, and she just loved it, and she was setting her alarm while I was talking to her to go off every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.
Well, welcome. What's her first name?
Take us on. You know what? I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
sweet
sorry.
Lady. Sweet lady,
yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
We ought to do like Rosie on the House wake-up calls. You could call us and program wake-up calls. We could ring your house like when you're at a motel, you know, wake-up calls in the morning. We were talking about a 10,000-gallon pool in a backyard, I believe, in Mesa,
And I have a question. She said it's a small. What? 10,000 gallons sounds like a lot of pretty big to me. What's pool size that
it actually is not that small for the pools that we see here. In fact, it's quite common. Most people think that they've got 30,000-40,000 gallons. 90% of the swimming pools in the valley, residential swimming pools, have less than 15,000 gallons in it. A 10,000-gallon pool it's 70 feet perimeter. And it's a play pool. Now, the difference between a play pool and a diving pool is a play pool is usually 4.5 to 5 feet, the deepest point. A diving pool is about 8 feet at the deepest point. With economy and all the pools that were built during the boom, most of those are play pools that fall in the 10 to 12,000 gallon range.
And how deep does it have to? Does it have to be 8 feet to be considered a diving pool or have a diving board installed?
With the diving board, there are a lot of different parameters. If you've got an 8-foot pool, you can't go down and pick up a diving board. You shouldn't go down and pick up a diving board and put it in. We have what's called a dive envelope. You have to have so much depth, so many feet out from the tip of the board. You have to have so much side clearance. So I strongly recommend that if you want a diving board and you don't have one currently, that you get with a pool professional that's certified by the diving board manufacturer.
And check your home insurance as well, because not all of them will cover that.
That's a good point.
Is there how much deeper should it be if it's close enough to the house we can jump off the roof?
I would check with my insurance company first on that.
You were talking about a dive envelope. Yeah. This is the high school wrestling team envelope.
Yes.
Cannonball envelope.
Gainers off my roof. Oh, yeah. The pool. Yeah. It was wonderful. I loved coming home seeing that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to the question at hand here. Runtime, and yes, can we adjust that seasonally, and should we? And I always do, so let's find out.
One of the things that you may hear in the valley is that you run your pump 1 hour for every 10 degrees of water temperature that we have. That's actually not the way that we figure out how to filter our water. We're looking for three different things when our pump runs. We're looking for circulation, we're looking for filtration, and we're looking for sanitation. The system, if it was designed properly, is designed to pass the amount of water you have in your pool, so in this lady's case, 10,000 gallons, through the filter every day. So you install a pump that's capable of doing that. You run it the number of hours you need to do that. Now, I'm going to get up on my soapbox a little bit. 95% of the pools in the valley, the pump is too large. They use the Tim Taylor Binford 5000. If one salesman sells them a one horse, then the next salesman says, well, I'll sell you 1.5. And they're way too big. They use too much energy. They're inefficient. And we're normally turning the water over much faster than we think we are, so we're running them much longer. I just had a customer last week. I met with him. His pump is too big. He has an 18,000-gallon pool. Without doing any changes to his equipment other than adjusting the timer after I did what is a calibration test, I was able to reduce his runtime to 6 hours and save him $180 a year in electricity. and we put a $10 set of trippers on it. In the 10,000 gallon case, my pool is 9,200 gallons. With a half horsepower pump, I can turn that pool water over in less than 4 hours. So what I recommend is you find a pool person that can come out and do what's called a total dynamic head or a TDH calibration and have them tell you exactly what your turnover rate is. If they're not qualified to do that, if they don't understand what it is, you can call Post-Arino Pools. They definitely know how to do it. But there are a lot of good companies out there that can do that.
And
but
how often are you turning it over? You said you can do it in 4 hours. Do you do that weekly, monthly?
Every day.
Every day.
You want the volume of water in your pool to pass through your filter on a daily basis. So now it's with the new variable speed laws, which we can go into the Title 44, which requires that you have to have a two-speed pump on the filtration. On low speed, you can get down to where it's taking 20 hours to turn that over for it to go through the filter, but it's running at such a low speed that the economy is great. My pool, I run my pool 23 hours a day, and it costs me less than $6 a month to run it with the variable speed.
Huh. Those variable speeds are kind of controversial. It's kind of like Big Brother cramming one more thing down our throat. They're three times the price of the other. But there's a lot of ways around it, right?
There are several ways around it. To begin with, of course,
I thought when it passed, they actually retracted it and put a moratorium on it, kind of like the healthcare. Yeah, we're going to force this down your throat, but no, wait, it's not quite right. We're going to wait a while. But I'm confused. Straighten me out on that.
Okay, well, what happened was on the 11th hour of a bill that had nothing to do with swimming pools, this was tacked on as an amendment. Nobody knew about it. I was on the board of an association at the time, and I was notified by the other association president that it passed, and none of us knew about it.
And this is Arizona law.
This is Arizona law, Title 44. I believe it was House Bill 2332 at that time. It went into effect. Twice there have been efforts to repeal that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much, Rosie. I was one of them that was testifying not to repeal it.
Okay.
And I'll give you the reason I don't want it repealed.
Okay.
If we throw the baby out with the bathwater, then we go back to very high energy costs, and we quite frankly can't afford to have our insurance or our electric rates raised again. So if we can figure out a way to reduce our electricity, just like we do with LED bulbs, that's going to help us all in the long run.
Now, I know the utility companies here in Maricopa County will actually subsidize the cost of this pump. Do you know, is TEP doing that, Tucson Electric?
Yeah, Tucson Electric's not doing it at this point, but both APS and SRP are doing it. Since the law came into effect in 2012, the cost of the variable speed pumps have come down. They now have replacement motors.
And the rule states if your existing old pump dies and it needs to be replaced and you're paying a professional to do it, they can't install anything else but this new high-efficiency variable speed pump.
No. That's part of it. But
okay.
There is, first of all, this applies, and I'm actually quoting from the law right now, it applies to new products sold, offered for sale, and installed in this state. So it does not apply to rebuilt motors. And there's a big market for rebuilt. But it only applies to pumps or to motors that are 1.0 horsepower or higher. And if you remember a few minutes ago, I said everybody's using the bin from 5,000. 90% of the pools in this state could run on pumps that are less than one horsepower. Now, your pool person has to understand there's a difference between the rated horsepower that's on the label and the actual horsepower. It's really easy to do, but you need to know that. But as I said, my 10,000-gallon pool can turn over in 4 hours with a half-horsepower pump.
Now, there are advantages. This is a good pump.
What they've got
on the market is a good pump. It does cut your electricity significantly. The other thing I like about it, it's quieter.
It could be running in this room. We wouldn't hear it.
Yeah, it is a lot quieter. So it does have a lot of advantages to it, and it is the wave of the future. I just don't like.
I would buy it for that alone.
The way it was done.
That silence. Man, you could hear. I remember living in town. I mean, anyone with a pool for a block, you could hear it. And it'd be running all night.
And the other thing we need to remember is when we're talking about the variable speeds and this Title 44 regulation, We're talking about the filtration pump. We're not talking about the pumps that run your water feature or your spa therapy pumps. We're only talking about filtration pumps.
Okay.
Now, we had the question earlier that the caller couldn't hold. PebbleTec versus Plaster. Is there a benefit of having one over the other other than just a new look?
They're different looks. PebbleTec is a brand, by the way. It's like Kleenex. We call it an exposed aggregate finish. There are other ones out there besides PebbleTec, but PebbleTec was the leader, still is the leader. Plaster is a sand and cement composition. Pebble is a pebble and cement composition. When they remove the top surface, that makes it more durable, it makes it harder, and it is less likely to pop because there is no top surface to pop off. I mentioned on plaster, if we drain plaster and it's hot, you'll lose that top surface. You won't lose it on PebbleTec because it doesn't exist. But again, I still don't want PebbleTec to be sitting empty because of the hydraulics.
You know, with everything I've said bad about pools, if I could have a beach entry PebbleTec play pool, that's a pool I would use a lot.
Yeah.
The kidney-shaped, stupid little pool I've got in my backyard, I hate it.
Oh, I guess it would help if I hit the right line. Let's see. Is this Bill? Welcome to the program. Bill?
Yes. Hi.
Go ahead, sir.
I live in Surprise, and I got a question about the pool. I've got an 11,000-gallon play pool, and I just drained it. Acid washed it and refilled it. Now, when we had the pool built, my wife and I picked out Tahoe Blue, which, when they filled it, ended up being green. So when I refilled it this time, it's crystal blue, and it's absolutely gorgeous. But I was wondering why it would change color like that on me.
Okay, hang tight. We'll have to answer that right after this.